keep your heart with all diligence. See, you missed it right there. See, he told you he was about to tell you. I know you think you don't see nothing in that, huh? Boy, that's been ringing with me all week. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of the spring, for out of it springs the issues of life. Circle that, highlight that in your Bible. Write that. That's what he's telling you. That's what he's telling you right there. He's telling you, whatever you do, listen, keep your heart. Put that in the Amplified for me. Whatever he says, watch this, what it says in Amplified. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, out of everything in your life that you're trying to hold on to, your image, your ego, your money, your reputation, he says, whatever you do, guard your heart above all of that. For out of your heart will flow the springs or the issues of life. Guard your heart. And that's what I'm talking about today. Keeping your heart healthy. And I'm not talking about your physical heart, that fleshly organ that's in the midst of your chest. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your spiritual heart, because Solomon is making a metaphor or a parallel here between the heart that we have in our physical bodies and the heart that we possess in our spirit. Okay? Now, a few years ago, when I was selling drugs legally. See, some of y'all are saying, what? No, not those kind. The kind you got to go to pharmacy and get. Amen. I was selling pharmaceuticals. Amen. I sold this drug called Toprol XL, metoprolol tartrate, Toprol XL. And this drug, Toprol XL, was for heart failure. It was for heart failure. It was in a class of drugs called beta blockers. And what it does is it slows down the rate of your heartbeat so that your heart can pump with a more consistent, forceful beat. And so I saw this on my desk when I was preparing, and it just jumped out at me because the Lord gave me some revelation. And so what this diagram shows right here that I'm holding up is the progression of heart failure and how over a period of time your heart can begin to degenerate. Okay? And so it shows a healthy heart. Everything, the tricuspid and the bicuspid and all of that good stuff, all of your valves are there. Your heart is in a nice little area. It's flexible. You see that? It can pump, you know. And then next it shows a compensated heart. A heart now that's been attacked or been diseased, and now you have a thickening of the septic wall. You have, watch this, it's hardening now. The heart is hardening. And at this stage, watch this, you are probably in stage one heart failure. And the heart cannot pump like it would if it was a normal, flexible heart. Kind of thick, kind of hard heart. When your heart gets like this, it affects all different things in your body. And then... you can get to the final stage, a decomposed heart. Now your heart has had to make compensatory mechanisms to compensate. And now you can see this right ventricle here is swollen. It's enlarged. And now the heart has been rearranged. And now you're really in trouble. At this point, you need a heart transplant. At this point, you need some serious therapy in order to allow your heart to function. And what happens is, spiritually, this is where many of us can go. We can go from a heart of flesh to a heart of stone to a heart that needs transplant. Did you see that? And this is why Solomon is saying, whatever you do in life, guard this thing right here. Because, watch this, because your heart will affect every other area in your body. When you have heart problems, you start having organ problems, kidney problems, liver problems. You can have heart problems, watch this, and it'll affect your legs. You can have peripheral artery disease because of the condition of your heart. And you looking at your legs thinking it's your legs, but it's not your legs, it's your heart. Y'all gonna get this in a moment. You can have, watch this, diseases in your eyes. Or you can begin to lose your sight, and it's not your eyes. You have all of the function of your eyes, but it's your heart. And it's the condition of your heart that's affecting your eyesight. Mm-hmm. And so even in our lives spiritually, what happens is, watch this, what happens is we can have certain problems in our life, and it's not that area, it's our heart that's affecting it. It's not your finances, it's your heart. See, it's not your marriage, it's your heart. You see that? It's not your child, it's your heart. Are you feeling that? It's not your friend, it's your heart. Because your heart affects every other area. It's not your job, it's your heart. See that? And so Solomon says, whatever you do, make sure you guard your heart. Make sure you keep your heart healthy. Now, this is very important because, my brothers and my sisters, you can be walking around with heart disease and not even know it. See, and sometimes when somebody have an issue, if it's an outside issue, if it's a symptomatic issue, we can see it and point at it. It's like if you have arthritis. Anybody in here ever had arthritis? Let me see here. If you ever had arthritis, you know when arthritis messing up, right? Because them knees start to aching and them elbows go, you know, that's symptomatic. You can feel a pain and you know exactly what it is. Anybody ever had reflux, indigestion, that burning, you know, you got to get Tums or Prilosec or something like that. And so watch this. You know when that's messing up, but sometimes you can just look as healthy as you want to be, but your heart is just bad. Boy, and so it is spiritually that you can look good on the outside. You got all the trimmings, you got the job, you got the car, you got this. But when your heart is not right, you're leading to eventual decay, and it robs your life of the joy. The quality of your heart determines the quality of your life. Amen. The quality of your heart determines the quality of your life. And this is why we have to guard our hearts. Now, let me give you some symptoms of spiritual heart defects. Number one is when we view sin lightly. When we have this casual view about sin. It's just, you know, it's just a little issue. That's just my little thing. I'm in a little situation. And then not only that, but partial acknowledgement of it and the lack to confess it. So you hold on to it. And now this sin starts to affect your heart. Here it is, something else. Pride and conceit, arrogance eats your heart up. Ingratitude, you just ungrateful. All that God has done for you, but your heart's so bad, you can't even acknowledge what he's done for you. Ooh, boy, just ungrateful, always booted up. Always, you know, and people like that, I'm telling you, sometimes it just puzzles me how you always booted up. You don't have anything to thank God for. See, and this shows you, when you find somebody like that, they always complaining, always miserable, always got the boot in their mouth. See, you're just seeing the symptoms of heart problems. They're not thankful for what they do have. Mm-hmm. Unconcerned about the word and ordinances of God. No spiritual wherewithal. Inattentiveness to divine things. Shunning reproof. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Because your heart bad. You think you just know it all. You know, unteachable spirit. See that? Heart, that means your heart bad. When nobody can't tell you nothing, you always got it right. Why y'all shouting me down when I'm preaching so good? And general ignorance of divine things. That you're not recognizing spiritual things. That's when you got heart problems. And Solomon says, son, whatever you do, guard your heart. Now this is very important because there's a lot of ways that our heart can become infected. Our heart can become infected when we get hurt. Mm-hmm, yeah, you've been in a relationship and you got hurt in that relationship. And so now because you didn't guard your heart, that hurt has infected your heart. And now you're never, ever able to go into relationships adequately again because you didn't deal with your heart. You got fired from a job. And just so happened your supervisor was white. And now you saying all white people ain't no good because of that one supervisor that fired you when you didn't come to work 3 times in 1 week. All time. See that? Not all white people. Them, they, you know, crackers. See? No, for real. And you have people like that. Their heart is infected. Women who've had a bad relationship, not all men dogs. Ain't none of them no good, girl. I don't trust none of them. They hot. None of them ain't no good. I'm going to be by myself. And you right. Heart bad. Y'all feel what I'm saying with that? Heart bad. That you got hurt because your mom or your dad perhaps was absent in your life and was not there like you wanted them to be there. And now here it is, you grown, you 35, you 42, and you still carrying that hurt and that hard heart from what your parents did. And now you're not even able to be effectively, you can't effectively parent your child because of the hurt that you've had when you was a child. And you didn't even know all of those years you were carrying that stuff around, and it's caused your heart to be hard. You got betrayed because somebody you was there for wasn't there for you when you needed them to be there, and it affected your heart. See, these are the type of things. Ooh, I'll go a step further because I'm doing some heart surgery right now. I'll go a step further. Some things happen in your life that you didn't think should have happened to you, and now your heart is hard, but now it's hard towards God. Now you're really mad at God because you're saying, God, how are you going to let this happen to me? And I was always at church, and I was always doing my part, and you let this happen in my life. And so now, indirectly, you ain't going to admit it because you ain't that bad, but you really got a problem with God. Well, don't everybody just say amen, right, Laundry? See, and this is why, my brothers and my sisters, your prayer should be, Lord, guard my heart. Mm-hmm. Yes, won't you do that now? Lift that hand right now. Say, Lord, guard my heart. Yes, guard my heart. Guard my heart. Now, let me tell you why your heart should be guarded. Number one, your heart should be guarded because the heart is how we see God. Okay? It's how we see God. If you have your Bibles, go with me very quickly to Matthew chapter number 5. Somebody say, Lord, guard my heart. Lord, guard my heart. Yeah, you got to keep that heart healthy, spiritually healthy. Because when you get infected in your heart, sometimes everybody else can see it and you can't even see it. Watch this. Look what he says in Matthew 5:8. He says, blessed. I still hear some pages turning. I want you to see this. He says, blessed are the pure in what? For they shall see that? See, this is why it's so very important to keep your heart pure, to keep your heart pumping. See that? Don't allow it to get hard. Keep it pumping. Allow it to be pure. Why? Because the pure in heart are going to see God. And I don't know about you, but I have so much going on in my world, I need to see God in what I'm doing. See, and God gave me a revelation. It's not necessarily see God when you die. Yeah, that's going to happen. But I want to see God in my everyday living. And if my heart is not right, I'm going to miss God. Because God don't look at the outward appearance. God looks at your heart. He's looking at somebody who has a heart to see me. And so whatever you do, whatever you get into, you have to begin to say, Lord, whatever you do while I'm going through this, protect my heart. Because I got to see you. I got to hear you. I got to know that you're there. Watch this. And I have to have you flowing in every area of my life. Mm-hmm. I can't let my heart get hard, because if my heart get hard, God might stop flowing, and I won't see him in my relationships, and I won't see him in worship, and I won't see him in my finances, and all of that is because hearts have become hard. Man, I've seen people who come to church with hard hearts, and the Spirit is moving, and everybody is in the presence of the Lord. But because your heart is hard, you just sitting there like, I don't, ain't nothing happening up in here. They off today. No, they ain't off. It's your heart. It's your heart. Because our heart is how we see God. But not only is our heart how we see God, the heart is how we believe God. You don't believe God with your mind. Because most of you, the stuff that you believe in him for don't make sense to your mind. When you got saved, the Bible says you believed in your heart, and with your mouth confession was made unto salvation. Mm-hmm. See, your heart is how we believe God. God, the conversion and the connection with God, it starts in your heart. And if your heart is not right, you don't even have the capacity to believe him. Watch this. Go with me to Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11. Keep your heart, Solomon says, in all your guarding, in all the stuff that you're protecting in life, in everything that you're praying for in the morning. Make sure you pray that the God allows you to keep your heart pure today. Lord, don't let nobody say anything to me or do anything to me. Don't allow me to experience anything today that's going to infect my heart. And Lord, if there's anything in my heart that shouldn't be, take it out. Oh boy, as my grandmother was saying, she said, because I want to be right. I want to be whole, God. I want my heart to be pure. I don't care if I don't have everything that I want and desire in life. Let me have more of a palatable heart for God, because that means I'm going to enjoy more of what I do have. And when my heart is right, I'll enjoy more of what I do have instead of having all this stuff and can't enjoy any of it because my heart is hard. Whoo, God, won't you make our hearts sensitive? See, the heart is how we believe God. Mark 11 and 23. Look what he says. Y'all heard this before. For surely I say unto you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his what? Heart. See, doubt comes from your heart. This is why you have to guard your heart. Because I don't want the disease of doubt to settle in my heart, and now I can't even believe God for breakthrough. I need a breakthrough. I need something supernatural. But God says, I can't do it until your heart is right. I can't do it until your heart is in a position to believe me. Boy, so that's why when something happens in your life, you got to say, God, first of all, keep my heart right. Because I need the supernatural in this. And if my heart is hard or closed off, or I have doubt, I can't even believe you for the supernatural. Amen. Lift that hand and say, purify my heart, God. Purify my heart. Yes. Purify my heart. I want to believe you. Yes, Holy Spirit. See, some of us, we experience a church hurt. And now when we've been hurt in church, our heart gets hard towards church. And indirectly, we move away from God. And now we can't believe God anymore because everybody in that church fake. They ain't real. Because now your heart has become hard. See, it's not pure anymore. See, and it's not an atmosphere or an environment that God can work in. So this is why we need our heart to be pure, because we believe God with our heart. But let me show you number three. This is why you got to guard your heart. Number three is because the heart is the devil's point of attack. This is what the Lord told me. He says the devil don't attack you from the outside in. He attacks you from the inside out. That the devil attacks you at the place